Ah, telegraph. Sherlock Bones. Mysterious tracks discovered in stone near Fort Worth. Investigate immediately. Great Scott! Good thing I'm in a forensics lab with my good friend Ron Singer, a criminalist. Ron, I need your help. I've got to investigate these mysterious tracks in North Texas, and I need your forensic expertise. Can you help me?
Certainly, and it's lucky that you came in today, because in fact I'm working on a case right now that's a very similar case. We had a burglary yesterday in the south part of town, and the perpetrator, when he gained entry to the residence, went through the people's garden, and he left tracks in the garden. And it's basically the same kind of investigation that you'll be doing a little bit later on. What we did was we went out, found the tracks, investigated the area, set it aside so that nobody would come in and contaminate it, and then we poured plaster into the tracks and made plaster casts. And this is what you see here is the result, and that I'm finishing up on now, of the plaster cast. You see there's still dirt clinging to it, but as you brush the dirt away, what you discover is that the cast is that of a heel print.
Now, you said he, the perpetrator, do you know?
That's true. I don't know whether the perpetrator is a male or a female. What I can tell you, though, is that once we get the heel print cleaned up, we may be able to make a good guess at that, depending on the size of the heel. When you look at it now, what you can see, just without any further cleaning up, is that it is a heel print. I know from my expertise and my experience that this is a boot heel. And then as we go a little bit further down in here, if you brush very carefully, you can see that the name Justin is appearing here at the end of the heel, which indicates that this is a Justin boot that this heel was on. In addition to doing things like this, we can also, by examining the entire crime scene area, we can determine some things about the person that left this print also. We can determine basically size, because the deeper the print, the larger or heavier the person is, and we can determine how quickly the person was moving if we have more than one print. Because as the distance between the prints increases, the speed of the person moving obviously increases as well. The key to all of this is that you need to have a well thought out, planned, organized approach to any kind of crime scene or any kind of investigation that you're doing. In science, of course, we use the scientific method, which is nothing more than a systematic approach to investigating the unknown. And the scientific method is made up of several different parts, the first of which is keen observation. You need to look at what you're trying to investigate, take as many notes about its physical characteristics as you can, make sure that you get all the proper measurements in place, and then once you've done that, you can step back and think about what you have. That's the second part of the scientific method. You come up with a hypothesis. You determine what it is that you think is taking place here, based not only on what you've observed, but also on what you know, on your experience, your everyday experience, or the body of knowledge that you've already accumulated. And once you've got a hypothesis, then you set out to prove that. In this case, what we did was we went to the crime scene. We knew a burglary had occurred. We made the cast in order to try to determine some information about the person who may have committed this crime. And based on this, we can tell you the size of the shoe. We can tell you something about the height of the person, although not a great deal. We can also tell you whether or not that individual was moving quickly or walking slowly. And then, should we get a shoe to compare it to, we may even be able to tell you whether or not that shoe made this imprint by looking even further at the wear marks that are present. It's all a question of pattern matching.
And there's more than one pattern that you're checking, more than one type of evidence for pattern.
That's exactly right. In fact, most of what we do in the crime laboratory involves pattern matching. Even DNA analysis involves a certain degree of pattern matching, although we tend to think of it as being a highly scientific, very sophisticated method of removing the DNA from the cells and then analyzing it, and that's true. Once you get the analysis down, basically what you're doing is matching the pattern that's produced with patterns of knowns and unknowns in order to determine if you have a match.
I'm glad you mentioned that. I need to make a contact with a field agent. Sherlock Bones to Beverly. Sherlock Bones to Beverly. How do you handle evidence that's provided to you by Game Warden? And while you're at it, check on dinosaur DNA. Sherlock Bones, over and out. Okay.